We're reading in the study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 1, Part 3, Chapter 14 of Inner Observation, Item 1.
So
Chapter 14 explains that there were two restrictions in the worlds. Subhead, the first restriction was only on Malchut, and the upper nine were clear of any restriction. In the second restriction, the restriction intervened from Bina downward of every degree, and Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut exited every degree. Item 1. The Siyum that was made in the place of Bina is called Parsa. We shall now explain the ten sefirot called the five worlds, Adam Kadmon, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. Here we must know that the two restrictions that occurred in the worlds, the first restriction was only on the vessel of Malchut, to not receive the light of Ein Sof inside of her. The upper nine sefirot remained clear of any screen and restriction. From this phase emerged the first three partsufim in the world of Ak called Galgalta, Ab, Sag. After that, in that partsuf, Nekudot of Sag of Ak, there was a second restriction, where the Malchut that ends the line of the light of Ein Sof that stood at the point of this world, ascended to the place of Chazeh, of Partsuf, Nekudot of Sag of Ak, and it ended the line of the light of Ein Sof there, and half of Tiferet and Nehim from the Chazeh of the Partsuf downward remained empty without light. Just as a new siyum was done on the light of the line in general, in the place of the chazev, parzuf, nekudot of sagovak, because of the ascent of malchut to bina of the guf called tiferet, so it occurred in the inner ten sefirot of each and every degree. Malchut of that degree ascended to Bina of that degree and ended the degree there. And Bina and Tum of that degree exited the degree and fell into the degree below it. That new siyum that occurred in the second restriction in the place of Bina or Tiferet is called Parsa.
No questions. Let's continue. Ah, Kiev.
Yes, dear Rav, why Malchut rises to Bina?
Because he can't receive light below Bina. There are kelim there that there's no screen on the intention or to bestow. And therefore the Malchut restricts these vessels, not allowing the light to enter there, because otherwise it will be received in order to receive.
It needs the light, and that's why it ascends to Bina?
No, I told you. The upper light can't enter these kelim that are beneath the Parsa, below the Parsa, because they will receive the light in order to receive. And therefore, the Malchut rises to that place, not allowing the light to enter the vessels between Tiferet and Malchut. That's called the second restriction. PT 32.
I heard, if I understood correctly, that the second restriction is the restriction of the first nine. Can you explain it?
No.
Tzimtzum
bet, the second restriction, is the restriction called Nehi De'ak that happens beneath the taboo of Ak. And there, beneath the taboo, there's a difference between the vessels of bestowal and the vessels of reception. There's the parasa, which is the boundary between the two. The vessels above the parasa can receive in order to bestow the upper light. The vessels beneath the parasa cannot receive in order to bestow, cannot receive the upper light in order to bestow, and therefore, in the parasa, there is some kind of boundary not allowing the upper light to come to go beneath the parasa.
In the first restriction, Malchut makes itself similar to the upper nine, and he wants to receive. Now, there's an additional restriction where it scrutinizes in the upper nine where yes and where no.
True.
PT19.
It's not clear. It says in this new siyum that occurred in the second restriction in the place of Binah or Tiferet is called Parsa. So what is the Parsa? Where does it come from?
The Parsa is the boundary between the vessels of reception and the vessels of bestowal. That now it's necessary to differentiate because in the vessels to receive, there is the desire to receive the upper light in order to receive.
So why does it say that the second restriction comes in place of Bina or Tiferet?
Again, where does it say that?
It says, the second restriction in the place of Bina or Tiferet is called Parsa. Why is the second restriction in the place of Bina or Tiferet?
Because from there down begin the vessels of reception.
I
got it, thank you.
Let's continue.
Item 2. The general parsa interrupts between Atzilut and Bia. We shall now speak from the perspective of the general parsa. The ending Malchut that stood at the point of this world ascended to the place of the Chazeh of Parzuf Nekudot of Sag of Ak and ended the light of the line there. The siyum that was made in the place of Chazeh is called the general parsa. And the world of Atzilut emerged from this parsa upward. And from this parsa downward, meaning in the place that has been emptied of the light of the line of Ensof, emerged the three worlds, Briya, Etzira, Asiya, through the light of consequence. Thus, in the place of the half of Tiferet, emerged the world of Bria. In the place of Netzach, Hod Yesod, emerged the world of Yetzira. And in the place of Malchut, emerged the world of Asiya. And following special corrections, the world of Bria receives through the screen of phase 2, from Yeshut of Atzilut, the world of Atzira receives from the Anpin of Atzilut through the screen of phase 1. And the world of Asiya receives from Malchut of Atzilut through the screen of the root of coarseness.
The last few sentences, we'll study them again. How you receive the correction from Yeshut, from the world of Yeshut and Malchut, the worlds of Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya.
Item 3.
Abiya are four levels Chub Tum. Hence, there are five worlds named Kachab Tum. in the world of Ak has the degree of Keter, meaning the 10 Sfirot of Parzuf Galgalta of Ak. That is because the level of every world is measured according to the level of its first Parzuf. Just like the measure of the level in the Sfirot is according to its highest Sfira. And the world of Atzilut has the level of Chochmah, meaning in the 10 Sfirot of Parzuf, Arich Anpin of Atzilut, which is regarded as the first Parzuf, because Atik is higher than Atzilut. In the world of Bria has the level of Bina, meaning Yersut. The world of Yitzira, the level of Zeranpin. In the world of Asiya, the level of Malchut.
You see, he doesn't really explain. He just says that that's how it is. And there's no explanation, even though there are plenty of questions about it, but there's nothing to ask. Meaning, there are things in the wisdom of Kabbalah that have to do with the structure itself. The structure is something that Kabbalists usually don't really discuss, because it's clear to all of them that this is how it is. It's like someone who's born in this world. There's heaven, there's earth, there's wind, trees, different things that everyone sees. Without the need to enact with any kind of wisdom, everyone sees that that's how it is. Because everyone sees, what are we talking about? What are we talking about? What stands behind it? What's the connection between these things? What's hidden behind the actions themselves? But that's what's clear to everyone. We don't talk about it. So you see what he says, that in the world of Atzilut there is the Chokhmah and Yetzirah Briah, and this stems from that, etc., etc. And we need to accept it in the meantime. But later on, we will understand what goes on. Even before their eyes or one's eyes open up in the spiritual light. But we'll see that it's truly rational, logical. Please, item 4.
Item 4. The main difference between Ak and Abia is that Ak is from the first restriction, while Abia are from the second restriction. Atzilut is above the general Parsa, and Bia are below that Parsa. The differences between these five worlds are primarily a result of the two restrictions. The world of Adam Kadmon is from the first restriction, where the line of Ensof shines up to the point of this world. And its nine spherot are clear of any screen and restrictions. However, the four worlds of Bia are from the second restriction, or Bina, from Bina downward in each of their degrees. The restriction of Malchut is already involved, due to the ascent of Malchut to Bina of every degree. Even though the world of Atzilut is from the second restriction, it is still clear of any screen and restriction, because it stands from the general Parsa upward. Thus, the light of the line of Ein Sof shines in it to its end, meaning to the Parsa, which is the place of Chazeh and the Parzuf Nekudot of Sag of Ak. The world of Bria is already under the general Parsa, meaning after the light from Ein Sof stops. It has only the light of consequence from the light of the line. However, since it stands in the place of half of Tiferet of Nekudot of Sag of Ak, and Tiferet is regarded as Bina of the Guf, since Kachab of the Guf are called Chagat. It has therefore been corrected to receive the illumination of Bina, which is Yishsut. The world of Yetzira, standing at the place of Nehi of the Partsuf, Nekudot of Sagovak, namely the phase of Zeranpin, has been corrected to receive the illumination of Zeranpin of Atzilut. The world of Asiya that stands in the place of Malchut, of the Partsuf, Nekudot of Sagovak, has been corrected to receive the illumination of Malchut of Atzilut.
I don't see that there are any questions. Maybe people are tired. So let's go to item 5. 5 and 6.
Moscow wants to ask.
Moscow 5.
Доброе утро. Я хочу уточняющий вопрос. Скажите, а общую структуру всего мироздания?
I want to clarify something. The general structure of creation with five worlds, first and second restriction, Nekudot Sag, you can discern this entire structure in every degree?
Yeah, but it's not simple. It's not simple. Because there are things that you don't see there, that are hidden. Suppose, first restriction, obviously, because that determines the rest of creation. Second restriction, it depends on what kind of wool to receive. Are you taking or to scrutinize something in it? Maybe there you will not see the second restriction. And there are other conditions too. It's not that you necessarily can discern all the rules, limitations, laws, etc. on each and every degree. All these things that exist in all the worlds together, the general and particular structures, even though they're similar, but because of the ratio of things, you might not see. It's like with a big map. You see different things, but when you go and you reduce the map, then there are many things disappear when you reduce the size.
А вот чем свечение отличается от света, можно спросить?
What's the difference between illumination and light?
Illumination is a big light that truly weakens and is called vak. Suppose half of the great light. When the light passes through all the 10 sefirot, it's light then. When it passes besides Keter Chokhma and Bina, but only through the Zeranpin and Malchut, it's called an illumination. Heara.
Tel Aviv 4.
Tel Aviv 4.
Maybe it's the same question. What is the light of a consequence?
A light that goes through big vessels and they filter it and pass it downward in a certain form, restricted form, controlled form, and then it's called the light of Tolada.
The restriction of Malchut is the control of the Malchut, the authority of the Malchut?
The restriction of the Malchut is the restriction of the will to receive that the Malchut controls.
PT 29.
Ak
shines down to the point of this world because of Nekudot of Sag before the second restriction.
Yeah.
Can I ask another?
Yeah.
Why the place of the Palsa is called the place of Chaze?
The place of the Chaze of Nekudot of Sag is the place of the Palsa.
Инфо. Инфо.
Hola, grandes y queridos amigos.
Hola.
Nuevamente.
Hello, great friends.
Noticia.
Once again, we are here with
para este gran congreso.
A wonderful announcement. We wish to invite you to the great congress that we're going to have on the 27th and 28th of August. We're already in August 1st.
De este congreso. Estamos muy alegres.
The time is closing in, and with the preparation team for the Congress, we're delighted to invite you and to tell you something wonderful, that together with the preparation of this team, we wish to unite all of you, all the friends from the World Kli. So you would help us. And everyone will be ready. We know that the preparation is the most important part of our work. We are celebrating the happiness and the connection. That's the name of the Latin Congress, the upcoming Congress. Thank you. We are reminding the world, please send us videos, 20 seconds long. You can send it to us. We want to feel the heart of the world, please. How are you preparing? Send us the clips. We're waiting for you. Yes, friends, we have a gift for you.
Celebrando la alegría de la conexión.
The website, the Congress website is open. Celebrating the joy of connection. The website is open. Convention.cli.one is the website. And we wish to invite all of you, especially as part of the preparation for the Congress. We go in, we sign up, we register. That's where the Congress starts. Let's think that every registration is a tiny candle joining the great torch. So friends, let's send the clips, let's do everything to be incorporated in the activities of the Congress. Here on the screen, you see the link. You can simply click on it and go to the registration website for the Congress. That's the first step towards our new state. Let's go. Let's sign up. Let's do it in the 10. Let's do it as an action and sign up together. Thank you to our dear friends from South America. And our schedule today, 10 to 11, is the writers' meeting recorded. And 12 to 1, afternoon lesson with Dr. Lightman. Thank you and have a good day.
Thank you.